And now, another informative podcast from nationally known voiceover talent, Julie Williams.
I periodically, when time permits, check out some of the voiceover forums on the internet, and it's very interesting what talent are saying there. First of all, I want to caution you, a lot of people giving advice on forums don't have a clue what they're talking about. So before you act on their advice, be sure to check them out. Do a search on them and see that they truly are working talent. That said, I'm surprised by some of their responses to online lead services like Voices.com. Here's an example of one I might read. Voice 1 says, I've been on such and such a service and I'm not getting any work at all. And Voice 2 goes, that's just because there's thousands of people on there. And Voice 1 says, yeah, I know. I think I'll switch to competitive lead service. You know, maybe I'll do better there. And Voice 3 says, I'm happy. I made my $200 back. There you go. Three people who don't know what they're talking about. Let's start with voice number 3. I'm happy I made my money back. Why settle for that? I wouldn't be happy if I just made my $200 back. I'm happy because my first job from Voices.com, the first week I was on Voices.com, paid me $1,800. And my friend Jennifer's first job there paid $400. And my friend Larry gets jobs off of Voices.com all the time. But all of us are getting jobs there all the time. Don't just try one site and if it doesn't work, get on another. Why limit yourself? Get on every site you can. If we can do it, you can. And I'm going to tell you one way to increase your chances. My mom told me this saying once, if you refuse to admit your faults, you give up your power to change. I'm sorry to tell you that if you've been on Voices.com for a while and you haven't gotten any work, it's not because there are thousands of people on there. There may be thousands of people on there, and not everyone will get a job. But it's not because of the number of people that are on there. It's because of the number of people on there that are better at what they do than you are. The good news is that you can do something about it. In my Proven Voiceover Techniques workshop, I teach a number of specific techniques that help you make copy come alive. And I'm going to share one with you today. I believe this technique, while it's so simple, is probably the most effective way to make your read colorful. And it's appropriately called coloring words. Coloring words is so simple. I want you to do this with me right where you are. Say the word, making it sound like what it's saying. To do this, you're going to have to feel what you're saying, and the listener will feel what you're saying too, and that brings copy alive. So I'll give you a word, you say it, feeling it while you say it, and then I'll say it, feeling it while I say it, okay? The word is tiny. Go ahead and say it. Tiny. You make your voice get higher in that tiny pitch because you feel what you're saying. How about the next word? Exhausting. Exhausting. You see, you put air into that. I'm exhausted. Here's another one for you. Long. It was a long day. How about fresh? Yep, you put a lot of air in it. Fresh. They use only fresh ingredients. Here's another word for you. Precisely. Precisely. You see, you make it feel precise. How about hot? This is another airy one. Hot. Now say the word cold. Cold. Now granted, those were easy words to color, but I really wanted you to get the concept of coloring words, because if you'll apply this technique to your copy, your reads will come alive like a colorful parrot in front of a black and white background. Anytime you see a word like the ones we just practiced with, always color it. It's typically, of course, the adjectives that you're going to be coloring, and those are the words that sell. They sell the product to the end user, and they sell you to the advertiser, all because they'll feel what you're saying. So when you first glance at your copy, decide which words you'll color. It won't be hard to find the right ones, and then circle them. Don't just hit them harder or say them louder, unless that's how you would color them, if that's what the word demands that you do. Just color them. Feel what you're saying. See, it's not about the voice. It's about what you do with your voice, which is good news because not everybody was born with a good voice. But everybody is able to learn to use what they have and create magic when they read copy. It does take training and practice, though. You can't play the Philharmonic without lessons from someone who's pretty good. And even the San Antonio Spurs would not have won the championship, despite all the talent on the team, if they didn't practice. So get some training so you can develop your unique style and learn some techniques that will set you apart from everyone else at auditions. It doesn't guarantee that you're going to get a specific job, but I'm telling you, you will see a difference in the responses you're getting from leads. you'll see a difference in your bottom line.
For more information on this topic or other topics, you can email Julie at julie@voiceoverchocolate.com or join the forum at www.voice-overs.com/forum.